Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Kathy Hollinger, President and CEO of the Restaurant Association Metropolitan Washington.
And every year, your group hosts the Rammies, the award ceremony for all the best restaurants and chefs around the D.C. area. And it is going to be this Sunday, July 24th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center downtown. I want to get into all the different nominees and stuff in a minute, but let's start, you know, big picture it for me. You know, how excited are you for this specific event? Is this the first one back since pandemic, or, you know, tease the actual event?
Yes, I will. I mean, we are very excited. This is the Rammies were created by the Restaurant Association in 1982 as a way to formally honor the region's restaurants. And we are with this event in its 40th year. And the program, of course, has grown and changed really in step with the local industry. So this year's program continues that legacy, but it is a 2,500 plus person event, black tie for our restaurant and food service industry. And in some ways, yes, this is the first time we are all coming back together in a way that reflects some of the way we celebrated in 2019. We did have a Rammies in 2021. We did have one in 2020 that was fully virtual. But really, 2022 is the reunion of our industry, being back open, being back together. And really, the industry takes this very seriously as an opportunity to come together and be with their colleagues and celebrate what is usually just a very challenging year, but this is really coming together as we are on the other side of the pandemic.
Great. Now, obviously, this just one more question about the actual award ceremony itself. Is it just the nominees, or is it open to the public? Like, can our listeners get a ticket, or how does it work?
Absolutely. It's open to the public. It is majority food service industry, but for those who follow our industry, our foodies, our supporters, it absolutely is also open to the public, and people can get more information on how to be a part of the celebration at therammies.org.
Yes. And you have to put therammies.org.
Correct.
To get info there. All right. Well, without further ado, let's hear about some of the nominees. And just so our listeners know, there are tons of categories like any award show you can imagine. Even the Oscars had to move some to the pre-telecast. So there's a lot of categories. You can see them on therammies.org. But we'll pick out a couple highlights to celebrate here. So tell me about who's nominated for New Restaurant of the Year.
Yes. Yeah, so just to remind listeners, there are over 22 categories, and winners are announced on the 24th on Sunday. So our finalists were announced a couple months ago, but New Restaurant of the Year, which is always a very, very popular category, we've got five great finalists. We have Caruso's Grocery with the Capitol Hill, located in Capitol Hill. Wonderful old school Italian cuisine. We've got Daru on 8th Street, Dauphine's, brand new downtown, a jewel that opened during the pandemic, right smack in the middle of downtown. We have L'Ardente, and we have Oyster.
Sounds like a great crop of nominees there. All right, let's jump ahead to, how about formal fine dining? That's an interesting category, and it's going to be a formal black tie event, so it'll be perfect. Yeah. So who are the finalists for formal fine dining?
Yeah, the nice thing about formal fine dining is we have, first of all, that category and formal fine dining has evolved so much over the years. In this market in particular, but we have some wonderful newcomers. We've got some traditional, wonderful restaurants who have been a part of this footprint for quite some time. So it really is exciting to be able to honor these finalists. We have Crane's, which is right downtown bordering Penn Quarter. We've got Jaunch. We've got Rossica West End, wonderful modern Indian cuisine. We have 1789 Restaurant, which for much of the pandemic, they really had to rethink how they were serving their guests in that neighborhood. And they did it so successfully. And then you have Chiquette by Danny Lito. So we have five wonderful, very diverse opportunities here when it comes to the finalists in the formal fine dining category.
Sounds great. All right, let's move ahead to another big category. Let's do Chef of the Year, because, you know, some really famous chefs have been working out of DC. You know, you think of Jose Andres and everything in recent years, but who we have as the finalist this year?
Yes. And I think, again, tying back to our 40th anniversary, which is what we are also celebrating this year with this event, many of these categories, including Chef of the Year, really shows this new crop of leadership here in our region with these wonderful, talented individuals who are being honored. We have Matt Adler at Caruso's Grocery. So if you remember, he's also in the new restaurant of the year category. So that's really exciting. Cedric Maupier of Convivial. For those who have not been to Convivial, they have been an anchor, as Chef Cedric has, for many, many years. Shamim Popol from Lapis. Michael Rafiti at Albi. He's in the Navy Yard area, which is vibrant and wonderful in terms of the offerings they have to diners across the region. And again, Rob Ruba, Oyster. And there is always, in years past, we've always had some intersection in these categories where one is being nominated for the restaurant specifically, one is being nominated for the talent that leads that particular category or restaurant group.
Awesome. And maybe time for one more. Which one did you say you wanted to do? Restaurant of the Year, or is it called Restaurateur of the Year? What did you say it was called?
Restaurateur of the Year is a big one. Again, I think that, you know, these are categories that are returning to the event, which were on hiatus for a couple of years, as we did not feel it was appropriate to be shining light on these categories during the pandemic, knowing that people were suffering, and it was really no way to honor anyone when everyone was drowning in trying to put their arms around how to move forward. But Restaurateur of the Year is always an exciting one. Michael Babin is being honored this year from Neighborhood Restaurant Group. He has many, many restaurants across the region. Ashok Bajaj from Knightsbridge Restaurant Group. He has Rasika West End. He has Le Bis. He has Annabelle's. You have Mark Butcher from Medium Rare. Andrew, Dana, and Daniela Morera from Call Your Mother, Timber Pizza, Turu's Pizza, Mercy Me. And you have Scott Druno and Danny Lee from the Fried Rice Collective. Again, with this this grouping of finalists, it's wonderful diverse range in terms of the kind of operations they have, the kind of establishments they have. For example, Scott Druno and Danny Lee with Fried Rice Collective, they have Chico and Anju, and Call Your Mother with Andrew Dana and Daniela Morera. They have more of a fast casual concept. So all of these restaurants are very, very different, but goodness, they are all incredibly admired in our community.
Sounds great. And which, just so this is more for my purposes, but which category goes on last? You know what I mean? Like which one should I hold up as, like, you know, and the top prize of blank went to this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, typically I would say that Restaurateur of the Year and Chef of the Year are the two categories that are announced. The winners are announced later in the program. Yeah. And every year it's a little different. The Chef of the Year from the year prior presents the Chef of the Year category. That is somewhat tradition. So we have David Deshay from Unconventional Diner, who now has L'Ardente. He will be presenting that Chef of the Year category, but he's usually the second to last. And we typically cap off the evening of the program with Restaurateur of the Year.
Okay, cool. So that's sort of like best director, second to last, and best picture last.
In
my turn.
And all listen, right, cool. They do talk about the Rammies being the Oscars of the food service industry. So that is a very good comparison there.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Everyone, sure. It is the 2022 Rammies. The awards will be handed out on this Sunday, July 24th at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. Head over to therammies.org for any information. She said that you can still get some tickets to the public if you want to head over there. Thanks so much for doing this.
You bet, Jason. Really appreciate your time.
All right. Be well. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.